Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Give me the counter to that.
He only started two games at point.
Okay.
They were the loss to Tulsa, the first loss to Tulsa, and then the one-point win over South Florida. Alex Lomax had to come in and save the day anyway.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal, but that's a way you could do it, John. Absolutely, and still have Lomax coming off the bench. That said, I'm rewarding Lester Quinones for the season. There ain't no way after what Lester Quinones did for you last year, being basically your best one-on-one defender for the number one defense in the country, let's be real, there's no way he's coming off a bench. And so
I agree.
You get it? So if I got to figure it out and it's Lomax or whatever else, Lester's starting, and we'll figure out Gary Hare and DeAndre and Chandler and Earl Timberlake a little bit later. But give him to me. Clearly, Penny's showing you that he thinks he can get it worked out because he's got all these guys in the fold, thinks he needs another one, or could use another one of Gary Ayer's caliber. Yeah. Not just throwing it at somebody that's not going to come in here and is not worth anything.
Oh, for sure.
You don't try to make it happen knowing there could be a logjam unless you thought he could help
you. And there's never been a coach in the history of the sport who said, man, I cannot take this very talented player because I'm worried about what it'll mean for my chemistry. Like, no coach thinks like that. That's how I think. No coach thinks like that. Every coach believes they can make it work. Every coach believes that if it's a kid, who had a hard time, at this program, well, if he comes here, change the scenery, I'll get the most. Every coach believes they can get the most out of every single situation. So it doesn't surprise me that coaches are not always right, though. Coaches are not always right, and that should be said. Either way, Memphis is in the Final Four for Quincy Gary Ayer. And do I ultimately think Memphis gets him? We shall see. But it would add another super talented player to the mix for Memphis basketball going into next season. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. NFL schedule released tonight.
Yeah,
we know,
man.
Some games have already leaked. Could there be a baseball team? Can we have a baseball move in Major League Baseball because of the Oakland A's? We'll get into all of that coming up next. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Starting a small business requires strange tactics. I started my business in the basement of a factory in 1986. There was no heat, no air conditioning, and I used blankets as my office walls. Instead of customers, my visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes, and I was broke. To psych myself up that I was going to succeed, I wore formal business attire and a tie to that lonely factory basement every day. Strange? I looked like a goof. But I didn't care. I had my late model 1970s mustache to comfort me. Hi, I'm Mike Cappell. Now, 30 years later, I still use strange business tactics, like making payroll simple and incredibly inexpensive for small businesses. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs? Join the Marcos Pizza delivery team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marcos Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com. opox.com. For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Crime is continuing to skyrocket in the Mid-South, so are you ready to protect and defend yourself and your family? If you're ready to take your permit to carry class, go to the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis. Sign up online at topgunmemphis.com. If you need ammo or a new firearm, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can eat lunch or dinner at Ferguson's Barbecue and then shoot on the largest indoor gun range in the Mid-South. Your permit to carry classes available right now, topgunmemphis.com. That's topgunmemphis.com.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Dell were singing.
If you're noticing some storm damage, you got missing shingles, you got all kinds of things going on with your roof, that's the man for the job. He's going to come out, he's going to assess the situation, then he's going to work with your insurance company, get it taken care of, handle it for you. That's the kind of customer service that you're going to get from McCully Roofing and Renovations. I know, because I went through it myself. I was very anxious. I remember the exact moment when I saw the water dripping from my ceiling. I said, oh, my God, it has come for me. It's all right. It's going to be fine. As long as you go with Chris McCully, McCully Roofing Renovations. When he comes out, let him know. You heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
He is the Superman of roofing. 487-7096. Even looks like Superman. Check him out. He's got guns for days, bro. I got garden snakes compared to Chris McCully. So he looks the part, super honest. You got a small problem, he's going to charge you a small fee. You got a big problem, he'll take all the stress out of it, take care of those insurance claims, you get that new roof. John ain't lying to you. Voted Memphis most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. They got a bunch of five-star reviews. You can go check them out on Facebook over McCully Roofing and Renovations. Call them up, 487-7096. It's McCully Roofing and Renovations every day at this time. We drive on into the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Grizzlies win, surprisingly. I'll be real honest with you, at least according to this side of the table. And what felt, I think we were, most of us were, especially by that second half. What felt like beforehand a game, they were punting by not playing Jaren Jackson. Those players were not punting. That was for certain. You can tell by how aggressive Ja Morant was, 24 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, how aggressively Dylan Brooks played Luka. I held him to 12 points. In addition to scoring 22 points, Dylan Brooks was awesome. John Conchar, we mentioned, even had 18. Kyle Anderson continues to add to his career.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I'm going to cut you off. But there
was
something,
just did.
There was something that somebody said about me and John Conchar that I just take issue with on Twitter. A lot of people said that John Conchar would, quote, teabag me.
Yeah, because I said maybe you could beat him, which was, I was being silly. Like, I know the difference between an NBA player and a rec league man never made a high school team. Don't close your eyes, because it's the truth.
I just don't understand. I don't think the piling on is necessary for
me. That's what he did when we saw that Gary Ayer made the Final Four. John closed his eyes. I cannot believe this log jam that Penny's doing. That's what you just look like. Well, okay, so there's a big difference between you and Connor. Because let me tell you right now, you wouldn't be contributing 18 points last night, season high, for if you were John Conch, if you had that spot that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you done talking? Can I move on?
Yes.
Or you want to get some more?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I thought that was a little unnecessary.
You said he wouldn't teabag you. I said you wouldn't play defense that tight. You don't play defense.
Amen.
Okay. Kyle Anderson had 15 points, continues to add to a career year. He's been fantastic. Grizzlies win, and what it does is really set yourself up to where you only need to win one of these Sacramento games to have the big opportunity on Sunday against Golden State. That's the key scenario. You could lose both to Sacramento, take yourself right out of it, as long as Golden State knocks off what were the New Orleans Pelicans. That is not going to happen because we know that Memphis on Thursday or Friday, one of those games, is going to go after it. Sacramento is just playing out the string here. Yes, you've lost to Orlando and Detroit in recent days, but come on, you got a lot to play for here for that spot on Sunday to have a chance to win the eighth seed. Grizzlies playing very well. Like we said, that race for eight, it's all but settled at this point.
Yep.
It's settled by winning on Sunday.
That's
now,
right.
the chances of that. I think John and I, you know, I don't think we part, but you're giving them zero chance, whereas I'm giving John Morant in a one game.
I don't give him zero chance. I give him a low chance, though.
It's low, and that's fair. And the real reason is because Golden State is super comfortable. It's like we pointed out to you last week. What is this, sixth straight they're having to finish at home? And unlike you, it's not quite as condensed. The second half hasn't been as condensed for them as it was for you in San Antonio. They've had time to rest. Like we said, Steph's getting out of his own bed. And then last night, even when he's off, you got Andrew Wiggins stepping up at this point. So I'm with you because Golden State's real comfortable
right now. They are.
Like I said.
They're rolling. I mean, it's what they're doing.
They just knocked off Utah, just knocked off Phoenix. That said, come on, it's a one-game scenario. And I wouldn't be worried about Ja Morant. I think he'd bring it, especially after last year in the situation with Portland and sort of how you don't want to repeat that. What I would be more concerned about, and this is how we can sort of put the bow on Grizzlies here, at least for right now in this segment, is if you, and I know you will, start Jaren Jackson right against the Golden State team that's rolling, how many points they going to score on you? Because right now, they are a worse team defensively when Jaren Jackson's in there. Some would make the argument they're worse overall. I think it really comes down to the defensive end more so. Like, Jaren's coming around offensively. That will come. You're seeing him rebound the ball, that kind of thing. But in terms of being on the same page, we know the best defenses. We've seen the Grizzlies at times play fantastic defense. Five got to be on one page. And that is always the last thing to come back. Is sort of and it's understandable because Jaren's played so few games this season. So I worry about, my gosh, you're going to get stops if Jaren's starting and playing a regular rotation, you know, on goal. But again, here's the key. He ain't Justice Winslow.
Mm-hmm.
He's the second most important player, at least right now, in terms of this franchise's future, at least second most important. And so you got to roll with your guy. Because what does it say to him at that point, John, if you're telling him, you know what, you're back and healthy, and we've sat you on these back-to-backs, but you know what, right now we're a better team with you either not playing or coming off the bench. No, you tell your guy we're going for it mm-hmm. on Sunday. I just worry, are they going to get the appropriate number of stops come Sunday that they'd need if Jaren is out there for an extended amount of time? So inevitably that feels like the way you're headed. Again, there's no way on God's green earth Memphis going to go out there and lose 2 to Sacramento this week. I've got tickets on Friday.
This is a big thing. This is your first Grizzlies game.
Of the season. And it's not for me. It's for Chris. So he's excited about it. I had gambled last week, essentially, that Golden State would trip up. Now, with Utah and with Phoenix, right, that there'd be a chance for the Grizzlies to be ahead and to maybe clinch, John. To have Friday really mean something, to be able to clinch ahead of time. Okay, that's out the door, and I'm fine with that. But again, whether you're resting or not, maybe even for little CJ's purposes, maybe you can beat Sacramento with your backups on Friday. That's assuming mm-hmm. that you take care of business on Thursday. I think that's what the focus should be on right now, is the Grizzlies not taking care of business early so you don't have to worry about it on Friday, and you give yourself the best chance by getting that rest in between before Sunday's big game against Golden State.
Yeah, so Luka said last night
one of his worst games ever.
Did he say it was his worst ever?
He said one of his worst.
That is accurate. It is one of his worst ever since joining the NBA. I've got it pulled up here. In terms of scoring, and I'm going to take out the first number here because he only played 2 minutes on the 14th of December 2019, so he must have gotten injured in that one. So I will take him out of that one. But in terms of
his output. It is tied for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, tied for his 7th worst game ever from a points perspective. From a plus-minus perspective, it is tied for his 3rd worst game since joining the NBA. Man, so he's definitely
somebody
right.
Somebody buy Dylan Brooks a beer, man. He deserves it. Well, he's playing on both ends these days.
Yes.
He's been doing it all season, essentially, too.
He made 0 3-pointers last night, shot 25% from the field, 4 of 16, just 5 assists and 5 rebounds. You're going to be hard-pressed.
You damn near made him a non-factor.
You're going to be hard-pressed to find a game where he had less than, you know, what, 20 points, and then less than
he's up there on 30 points before. He's like top
assists,
5 in most 30-point games this season.
6 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, it's one. I think in terms of just the sheer production, I think it's probably the December of this past year, he had 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 5 assists against the Hornets. That's probably the worst game of his career, unless you want to go back to his rookie year. And then, yeah, this one, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. It was up there, and that's a credit to the Grizzlies and sort of you know, the way that they, you know, are able to guard and defend, and they did. I mean, they made this, again, a guy who is going to be in the conversation for MVP for the next 10 years, they made him look totally irrelevant last night.
They did it without Jonas and Jaren Jackson.
Yep.
Like, they dominated in that second half. What'd you outscore them? Was something crazy, what, 73-47 in the second half. And you do that again without Jaren Jackson, Jonas Valanciunas, just when you thought you had this team sort of figured out, right? Eh, no chance tonight. You don't have your two big guys inside, that kind of thing. You don't. But the one thing I think we probably do have figured out, and it's a little bit of a conundrum for him, is that when Jaren's out there defensively, there's a little bit of a let up. There's a little bit of guys aren't on the same page. Hopefully they can get that figured out before Sunday.
Next story.
NFL schedule release is happening tonight. We do know that Bucks Cowboys is going to open up the season. So the Dallas Cowboys
that's
will start 0-1.
That's a really good game.
It's a really good game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as they will start the season 1-0 against the—
Where is that game?
It's in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
It's on NBC.
They'll be favored.
On NBC. They will be favored.
Not going to fight you.
First game of the year. I will say yes. I mean, Dallas has everybody back.
Yes.
Dak's healthy. Great matchup from a quarterback perspective.
You putting that fat head back up? BC, that fat head on the wall, Dak is back.
No. I'm a Raiders fan.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep.
He is a Raider fan.
I'm a Las Vegas.
Officially switched over, I see.
I've officially switched over.
I thought you were a Dak man.
As you guys know, I went to graduate school at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. So as a four-year resident of Las Vegas, I support that city.
So once Vegas got them, yep, you were leaving Dak.
I left Dak.
You'll be back, though.
You'll still draft him in fantasy, won't you?
No.
Dang, wow, he is like officially wiped.
I'm drafting him in fantasy. Are you kidding me? That dude's gonna throw over 8,000 yards last year.
No.
Let me have Brad.
That man is done with Mississippi State, Dak Prescott.
I'm all in on Mississippi State.
He's gonna,
he is one of you.
You have to let him draft D'Angelo, man. Let him have his D'Angelo. You gotta get the D'Angelo, the Riley Fergusons, all that out of the way. You gotta let him have that, man. Do not press him on his fantasy choices yet. We're 7 months away.
I need to be more strategic, though. Let's be real.
Are you giving us the Tim Tebow right now, where you vow that this coming up season is going to be your best ever?
I don't want to vow that it's going to be my best ever. I am going to give a better effort, and I'm going to be more strategic
because
I auto-drafted last year, and clearly that was a mistake.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to do it in person this year.
I hope so.
You know,
that would be nice.
That's something to look forward to.
Maybe a little staff party.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
The full schedule is going to be released at 7 o'clock tonight on NFL Network. We do know that the Raiders are going to be the opener for Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. What'd you say we were, 6.5-point dogs?
Yeah, 6.5-point
like
dogs, according to Sports Betting AG.
I like it.
They've already
like
got lines for the
first points.
I like the home dogs. I like my home dogs.
Man, Lamar going to run through y'all like diarrhea.
Yeah, but you know we're going to have Josh Jacobs pounding in a couple, man. You know we got Henry Ruggs is going to have a breakout. I just know it. It's happening. You promised this is coming for many, many years.
It is.
But yeah, the other games that are of note here, the Saints will open up their regular season against the Green Bay Packers. That's going to happen on September the 12th in New Orleans.
Who knows? There's old Tubby. Who knows if Aaron will be there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, you don't even know who's your quarterback for. Is it Winston is going to start for you?
It's Taysom Hill right now.
Taysom Hill's going to be a starter?
Taysom Hill going to be the quarterback. Yeah. It will be. You're absolutely right, Brad. It's going to be Jameis by the time the thing's said and
done. Jameis, right?
It's going to be Taysom
Hill.
He's
a joke.
It's going to be
tight end?
He's a prop.
Bro, he put up numbers for them, though, when he got in. Last year.
Has he thrown for 5,000 yards in a season?
No, he hasn't.
Hell no, he hasn't. Jameis Winston is going to be licking a W.
He's also never thrown 30 interceptions
especially
in a season.
If there's no Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be eating that W.
He got that LASIK. He's good, John.
Browns at Chiefs, week one. Sneaky game.
Okay.
Sneaky game there. I mean, that's a divisional round rematch.
Yep.
Browns are set up to be much better defensively. Like, they got everything going. I guess they got to figure out the Odell thing.
Yep.
Because their offense seems to, like, bog down when he's trying to get Odell the ball all the time rather than spreading around and just being a rushing attack.
Yeah.
It does. They try to overthink things sometimes.
That'd be good,
just run the ball first.
Yeah, that'd be good.
They should be solid, but I could see them underachieving because they're overthinking things.
Steelers-Bills week one. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a really good matchup.
I mean, these are all really, really good games in week one.
You left out one.
Bears at Rams.
Yeah, NFC West champs.
That's a blowout.
NFC West champs.
Get over here!
And maybe the NFC in the championship game representative along with Tampa Bay.
They're going to do you like Scorpion, man.
If they don't.
Get over here.
I love the West because you got a bunch of good teams in there. Seattle and San Fran, and San Fran's bound for the comeback this year. Mm-hmm. If the Rams don't win the division, though, it's a failure because they have upgraded their quarterback position. I know very few who try to make the argument that Goff's better than Stafford. And Stafford's never had a number one defense. Never had a run game, because what have I told y'all? Much as I loved Darryl Henderson, Cam Akers is a star. Cam Akers is a carry. Watch what he does this season if he stays healthy. That man going to put up some Dalvin Cookish numbers.
Yeah.
Watch what I say. They're primed for the takeoff. And, frankly, anything less than an NFC championship game appearance or in an NFC West title is failure on the part of the Rams. They're going all in. It's time to cash in.
Do you think they will? Do you think they will,
yes,
though?
They will, because their
defense
is so
good. Stafford is a competitor. Yeah, and now you're going to give him a run game and a defense?
Yes.
Like, I don't see him screwing that up.
Okay.
And he's not being asked to carry it anymore.
And he's got
Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. You know, I mean, he's got some real weapons.
And he'll make some more weapons.
Yeah.
He'll make some more just because
I've come around on Matthew Stafford.
Good, because that's one place that we were not on the same page.
I want to give Matthew Stafford a respect burger. Okay. Can I do that?
No, because it won't be real. It won't be real.
It is real.
Yeah, why not?
Black Angus, bro.
So what? Who changed you? Silverfield? Because he was the one up in your ear when I was telling you Jason's right.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers went on with Pat McAfee and said that Matt Stafford invented the no-look pass and that y'all don't know how good Matt Stafford is because he's in Detroit. But he's never had a running game.
Yeah, but that was kind of like blowing smoke, too, because I went and looked
at the record. Aaron Rodgers does not blow smoke, bro.
Dude, he's like 17-5 against them, which is like second best. We're 21-5. He dominated Detroit, too, for as close as those games have been. I nailed it. He's 17-5 against the Lions. He's blowing a little smoke.
Well, that's
that said, Stafford's Stafford's got a real team now.
It's like the guy whose ass you kick every single week, you're like, man, he's a tough one.
That's what he does.
You know, that's
it's the old everybody's good trick, right?
He's right about really that no-look, though. Stafford could do it from all angles, and the dude was doing Mahomes stuff before Mahomes.
Yeah. That's primetime, by the way. We get Dalton Stafford in primetime. First, we're opening Monday night. You're opening Sunday night. I mean, we're just the draws,
man. A couple of ills. It ain't for us, brother. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, we're both coming in here 0-1.
There ain't no because
on Tuesday.
Because we would be absolute nut jobs to start Justin Fields game one. I see this question on, I think it was Get Up this morning. Like, will Justin Fields be starting week one against the – hell no!
But I will say
like,
this.
Like, what are you doing if you put him out there?
Y'all counted the Raiders out
last
week.
We're not ready for that. We're not a good enough offensive line for that.
Against the Saints on Monday night, and we beat them. So don't count us out against the Ravens, man. I like the 6.5. If you can lock that in right now, you should.
I like Gruden as a coach. I like him. I just don't like him as a franchise ringleader, because that's when it's a mess. It's a clown show.
Trevor Lawrence is going
to
start.
But he can coach up a team to win on one given day. Look at the way y'all played KC last year.
No doubt. Trevor Lawrence is going to start his NFL career 1-0 because the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Houston Texans.
Oh, slaw-ass team. No.
Which might be without Deshaun.
Trevor Lawrence is absolutely going to be starting his NFL career 1-0. The Raiders, I believe, play the Cowboys. Is that going to be a conflict for you, Brad?
I think I'm going Raiders. I'm all in.
You do have your Vegas Golden Knights gear on today.
I do have my Vegas Golden Knights gear on today.
You're in a Vegas mood. You're
repping Vegas. I'll give you that.
And I know one of the stories that you teased coming up may relate to Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah. The NFL schedule releases tonight at 7:00. Now, here is the issue for our listeners and what our listeners need to know, because they tune in and they hear us, Jason, and we need to pull back the curtain to be as real and as raw as we possibly can. 3 years ago, the Raiders took on, or I guess it was 2 years ago, the Raiders took on the Bears in London. Now, that was a little tougher to get to, all right? You got to get a real flight. It's going to cost you $1,000.
Come on, man.
Bucks.
Wasn't nobody going to London to watch that trash.
Right, and then we're really stuck with each other in
see
London.
See it on TV.
And you can't just, like, go to London
that's
for a
weekend.
That's
a lot weekend. Of money, yeah.
You got to go
exactly.
For
yeah, that's the other point.
You know, it's a more of a commitment, you
right.
Know what I mean?
We're taking too much time.
This time, the Bears and the Raiders are playing each other. They're in Vegas. Is it not
that's awesome.
Absolutely imperative that Jason and I attend this game? I'm willing to book the flight today.
I mean, how the hell are we not taking BC going to his city?
Say the date again. Yeah. Say the date again.
He's repping all Las Vegas now. How the hell BC ain't going?
September
it should be all
10th
three
or October 10th?
October.
It's October 10th, 9 days before my birthday.
I actually think what the wife and I were trying to get the kid out there because UNLV plays on Saturday in the same stadium, and I'm hoping it's the same weekend.
Stop.
I'm hoping it's the same weekend.
Allegiant Stadium?
Yeah, that's where UNLV plays football.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to see both.
Well, you could because it is a Sunday game.
You can look, that could be a
look, dude. It's very.
I don't think
easy.
I haven't seen the UNLV.
Here's
schedule
the great
yet,
thing about Las Vegas, especially
Vegas
as they
so
have
much.
The NFL games. You go in, you get the hell out, and if you do so
that's,
in one
that's,
piece,
that's the way to go.
You did a good job.
Sneaky cheap family getaway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, depending on where you're staying, though.
Well,
right?
Dude,
Airbnb.
Do you get a hotel for $40 on the Strip, bro?
I stopped doing the hotels on the Strip. I started doing what Brad does. I guess
Airbnb.
It's maybe having the kid, but
you're gonna pay more.
Having that little backyard is not well. You don't not necessarily as much as you think. You can do pretty good on an Airbnb in Las Vegas, off of the Strip somewhere. No question about it. You can do pretty good. Pretty got a lot of value there. Brad and I both like being frugal when we need to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with that whatsoever.
We got a nice little fenced-in backyard out there.
Yeah.
But the two times that I've been to Vegas, and I was going to go a third time last year until the pandemic, the first time I was there for, I think, a total of 50 hours. I didn't sleep at all, which was great. Like, I was in, I was out. I didn't lose my ass. Yeah. And the second time I was there for 3 or 4 days, got to enjoy it a little more, but... You know, again, by that third or fourth day, like, you're ready to get the hell back home, man. Mm-hmm. Vegas is taxing on you. It just is. You drink, you eat, you do all. And we actually, we met up, I think, in Vegas that second time, did we not? We had dinner. We had dinner at the at Caesar's Palace.
I completely forgotten that.
Yeah. We did. We were both there.
Yeah.
Me and Jason always end up in the same place, except not. You know,
except the wedding.
My wedding, we were in the same friggin' place. We both
that
were in Cancun.
That was a tough deal.
I'll never live it down,
that's
Brad.
A tough deal.
And then the second time we were in Vegas, we actually did meet up that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, that's the thing about it. You leave on a Friday.
The damn resort fees you had.
Yep. Yeah. You get back on a Monday. You're clear. Why would we not do this? I'm going. I'm booking the flight. I might do it today. I may just do it today.
I believe you will, Mr. Excitement.
I have a nephew that lives out there, so I have 13-year-old entertainment for the wife and I to do our own thing, too, a little bit.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Nothing better than that.
They got a Topgolf now.
There is nothing better than that. So, anyway, the NFL schedule released tonight at 7. Raiders going 17-0. You didn't need me to tell you that, but we'll get the official word at 7.
Next story.
You know, something I have a hard time doing, I'll be real honest with you, don't think we've talked about on the show, and it may be a sign of maybe I got vertigo or something. I don't know what it is. There's some sort of reason for it. But when I get on bridges, I cannot look to the left or the right and at the water without feeling something, without feeling like I'm about like I might fall. Or, like, I might drive the car literally off the road. You know, just be,
I'm about to fall.
Just like feeling right there on the ski slopes. I don't know what it is, right? And as I've gotten older, it's gotten worse. There's some bridge in Tampa that was much more intimidating than our bridge here. Mm-hmm. Man, I got on with my wife a few years ago. We were on vacation, and my hands started sweating as we're going up the bridge, okay? So imagine me, John, trying to go over the Hernando de Soto right now, knowing that there's a crack in that baby.
Yep.
Imagine how much my hands would be sweating. A crack, by the way, that has shut down I-40. It shut down the river traffic underneath it. Did you know that, John?
I did not know
that's
that.
That's not happening
well,
either.
That makes sense because it could if it's going to just blow at any moment. You know, you don't want to be a
barge. Better not have anything under there. So you're literally, I mean, I could tell by Brad's face he didn't know that
I
part.
I didn't hear that second part
now. You're stopping all kinds of cargo in terms of going up and down the Mississippi River right now with those barges. Come on, anytime you look out there, there's a barge out there right now.
Wow.
Everything is shut down. And the bottom line to the story is right now it's expected to remain closed through today. Traffic's been rerouted to the old bridge. We get
bro,
all that.
Bro, we're talking about months.
But it could be a long time before we see that thing, well, before we're back on that thing.
Do you remember?
It could be shorter than that, though, too.
It could be
as long as months or shorter. But what scares you is that it could be a while.
Then.
How you going?
Exactly. It could be years. It could be decades. It could be weeks.
Well, that's
who
like
knows?
It's like it could be a year with the IARP.
It could come in two months from now. You remember the Minneapolis
bridge
collapse?
This is scary, bro. Yeah. And they only found it because of a guy doing a regular checkup on it.
Well, that's good to know.
Happens upon the crack. Good to know that those checkups actually find things.
Yes. The crack check is always where you find
better
out
to
stuff.
Find the crack before that thing cracks and
crack
you have a serious serious disaster on your hands.
Crack is whack, brother.
I don't like bridges. I don't like this one even more now. Get the thing fixed. But right now we're in a hellhole because 40 can't move.
No doubt.
Over the bridge and underneath the bridge. Yeah. All river traffic.
Well, do you not remember the Minneapolis bridge collapse in 2007?
I very much remember.
I mean, that's what every time
I don't like thinking about.
Every time I cross a bridge, I don't know how you don't think about what would happen if this thing just gave out. Like I have that thought every time I cross it.
We need to spend more on the infrastructure.
Is that not a sign that our old bridges are huge, isn't it? Like, it's a massive bridge.
I thought I read it was like 50,000. I think I read cars every day across that thing. 50,000, John.
And it's like tall. So I don't know if the Minneapolis, I don't know what the situation was like for the Minneapolis bridge, but like, I don't know. Like it would cause real devastation if it ever did, you know.
So Arkansas and Tennessee like split the cost, apparently, whatever it's going to cost.
Well, Arkansas ain't got no damn money.
To get this thing fixed. Huh?
Well, they got no damn money.
Why are you dogging your people over there?
Because I know. They ain't got no money over there. What's Kaiser going to pitch in? $20?
They better come up with their half of it.
I mean, that's crazy.
Just like they're expected to. They use that thing as much as we do.
We got the short end of the stick.
Because Jeff was right. Yeah, they tell you something. Just a bunch of folks live in West Memphis come over here to work.
Yeah.
Like every day. So what are you talking about? They got to pay their way, too.
Of any.
Why would it just be on us?
I know, but I'm saying, I wish we shared a bridge with, like, Kentucky or something. You know, but I'm sure
Kentucky.
We do. They got a little more money over there.
How much more they got than Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas is Little Rock. What else they got?
Hot Springs, fool. Pumping out a lot of money out of there, ain't they?
The head of Walmart is in Bentonville, man. There's cash in Arkansas. Yeah. Go up to University of Arkansas, you're only thinking about your people in Osceola.
Yeah, there are some Luxora. I mean, it's hard times.
Dude,
Dusty Rhodes said, hard times.
Go up to that northwest part of that state over there, Fayetteville and that Ozarks. There's definitely some money in Fayetteville.
All them old Arkansas boosters.
That market's thriving, dude.
John always puts Arkansas under his boot. He's like, I'm done with you guys. I've moved on.
Well, here's the thing.
I've evolved. Yeah. That's the way.
Get Osceola out of your head, John.
Osceola's not bad. I'm more thinking about like Kaiser. All right, they got one red light, and like that's where like society ends. But like, wouldn't you like
big city, John?
Wouldn't you like to like let's put the cost North Carolina.
They don't use our bridge.
I know, but I'm saying like let's have a bridge go out there. Not with Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Arkansas, but we know y'all budget all kind of messed up.
Y'all call it the Hernando de Soto?
Everybody calls it the M-Bridge.
M-Bridge now.
That's what the common man calls it, right?
Yeah.
Do you not call it the M-Bridge?
New Bridge is a lot.
I call it the bridge. I don't ever talk about it.
Hold on. There's two bridges.
I know, but I don't ever take the old bridge. I don't ever use that one. I use the current one. It's easier to get to. Yeah.
Everybody calls it the M-Bridge except you.
I call it the bridge. It's the bridge for me. It will always be the bridge for me. I don't know what it's going to be for me now that I'm there. I mean, I never really use it.
Have you ever been on the old bridge at all?
Yeah, I have.
Go down to casino or something. That's the roundabout way, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I have been on it. I mean.
Okay.
But
it's just weird that you just refer to it as bridge. When there's damn two bridges over there.
Yeah,
but one is clearly superior to the other. You know? Who wants to take the old bridge?
We identify which one we're talking about by saying M-Bridge, old bridge.
No, I identify M-Bridge? The old bridge as the old bridge. Therefore, it is assumed that the bridge that I'm referring to is not the old bridge.
You act like the old bridge don't exist.
Well, it does not to me.
With the way you identify M-Bridge.
If it does not exist to me, it does not exist.
Well, we know that.
That is the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But look, Arkansas.
Like Quincy Guerriere.
We ain't playing. Have our money next week, all right? Or else we're going to bust some heads.
I agree with that.
We're going to send smoke.
You know we'll send some people over. Like
Smoky City is coming for your ass. Who else can we send?
Well, the rest of the state ain't going to go over there for us. It's just going to be us.
Man, you're right. That's the problem.
The rest of the state don't give a damn about
Memphis
us.
Memphis is its own state, man. Like, we're in this thing alone.
And we'll have to take care of it versus the people of Arkansas because East Tennessee and Middle Tennessee ain't going to give a damn about us.
They're like, huh. Oh, we got our budget's going to that damn thing.
Yeah, they call us Mississippi anyway over there.
No justice, just us in Memphis, Tennessee.
So I did see where Big River Crossing they were also stopping that flow until they get this thing resolved, and I don't know why that is connected because that's a separate entity going over the Mississippi, the Big River Crossing. So that really jacks up for that walking and biking crew that was going back and forth, even they were trying to get around there.
Yes, Eric Barber says, I refer to it as the Memphis Bridge. Also an acceptable name for the bridge. What we don't just call it is the bridge.
My issue with this entire thing is y'all better have our money. That's all I'm saying. I know ain't no extensions. Ain't going to be no IOUs.
Again, when it's just Arkansas versus, Arkansas versus just Memphis.
Huh?
Because the rest of the state don't care.
No.
That might be a tougher battle. There's a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? A lot of Osceola folks.
Well, they do have Walmart. But we got FedEx, you know? I mean, I think Memphis can take on the entire state of Arkansas, bro. There's a lot of cities that you just don't even know about in Arkansas that I don't even know if they have electricity. And I can say that because I have family there. Osceola is a
so does Harrington. You're talking about his people too, right?
Osceola is a surging metropolis. They used to have a Mazio's, now they have a Sonic.
When was the last time you were over there?
Probably a couple years, man. A year or two.
I've been there since you have.
Yeah, they have Sonic. They have a new Walmart. They have a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Osceola is one long ass road, man. It's like one long ass poplar.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Okay, and
why don't you give back?
Hmm. Man, because I'm not from there, bro. Why don't you get back to Jefferson City? You know, it's not my home. I have family there, but it don't matter to me.
I'm just saying, you're the one talking about how dirt poor they are and how terrible and pathetic it is as a one-lane town.
Damn, bro.
Right. You're the one dogging out. You don't hear
All
me dogging
I'm
out Jefferson City.
Is that they better have our money. That's the only thing. Also, here's the other thing. It's kind of related, like this gas shortage situation that's going on.
Yeah, careful.
And it's okay. Like, you don't have to hoard gas. You know, it's going to be fine. You're going to be able to drive your car, all right? So don't hoard gas. I saw, people going crazy over this stuff. Because it's like one thing leads to another. Panic begets panic. That's the way it goes. When the pandemic started, right, everybody started hoarding toilet paper and Clorox. It's going to be okay. Leave enough gas for your neighbor.
I went to Kroger the other day. There was no gas. The one by Trinity. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it was related to that because that was last week. But it might very well have been. I found it. I said 50,000. Since federal data from January, this is from the Commercial Appeal, January 2020, shows it's the latest available, shows the average daily general traffic on the bridge is about 35,000, puts the daily truck average at 9,100.
Dude, by the way, they released a picture of the crack. This thing looks like it was, burned off. That is not a crack,
bro.
Let me see
it.
That thing, it was a matter of time.
Oh, man.
That's not a crack. It's broken.
Yes.
Whoa.
The beam
is significant.
The beam looks broken through.
Yeah, like that. Like you put Lizzo on that thing is coming.
Man,
stop, man. That, what?
Can you write him up or something, BC, for that?
What?
It's close.
What? I'm just saying it can't hold much more.
Don't bring up Lizzo when we're talking about heavy objects going over a damn bridge. We're talking about trucks, John. That's sexist and. There's a lot of bad stuff there.
You think you could, because I say Mac Jones is fat. Any chance you get, you're going to make Lizzo part of a fat jam.
Body shaming, John.
An eye for an eye.
No, it's not an eye for an eye.
Yes,
one's trying to be a professional athlete.
Well, you act like Lizzo's trying
this
to be a professional
athlete. This man said put Lizzo on
body
the bridge.
Don't. Don't put Lizzo on the bridge because we might have to redo the whole thing. You know, if we keep it to where it is right now, we can minimize the damage. That's all I'm saying.
John. First off, got to do better.
Start referring to it as the M Bridge or the Memphis Bridge like everybody in the city does. Act like you're from here. And second off, don't ever bring up Lizzo again in terms of the – me and Brad going to write you up. Okay?
I think you need to.
Because I'm telling you right now, me having this conversation with you just like – it's not going to get you – you don't care. You're going to continue
to insult
her.
Here's what I
want to
do. I'm going to do
so I don't know what else we got left, John.
I'm going to do what Gary used to do to me. You need to apologize now.
I will never apologize. Unless Lizzo comes up in here, he still wouldn't. He just kiss her tail. He wouldn't say nothing. He'd come up in here and be kissing her tail.
No, I would not
Lizzo,
kiss her
can
tail.
Can we get a picture? Well, I guarantee you wouldn't call her fat to her face.
Well, I wouldn't be able to be in here because I would have
but
to.
But you know what I'd say to Mac Jones? That's some baby fat you got on you, especially for what you're trying to do. You're trying to be a professional athlete. It's a little bit of baby fat. That's just man to man. But you're going to insult a woman by continuing to bring up her weight.
Dude, first of all.
Man, it's unbelievable how offensive that is.
First of all, we live in a society where we are preaching equality. So there should be no subject that is taboo for a man, or not taboo for a man, that is taboo for a woman. We need to be, and I say this as the father of a daughter. You know,
you have now some more perspective when it comes to this.
Do not treat my child with kid gloves. Okay, she is strong. She is independent. She is capable.
What if she ends up heavy
for herself?
Yeah, there you go. What if she's heavy and then she's a bully?
No, we know you're gonna be running her tail. You're gonna be running her up and down the Southwind.
Kanye workout plan.
Gonna have her working, aren't you?
Kanye workout plan.
No, you love her as she is.
We're gonna do it healthily.
This is ridiculous.
We're gonna do it in a non-toxic way.
So I can't wait for this.
You say you put Lizzo on the bridge,
and the thing
just crumbles into the Mississippi River.
So you're going to take the chance?
That's what you're really saying.
So you're going to take the chance?
Brad, we can't write him up for this?
So you're going to take the chance?
This is for another conversation.
Jim Strickland going to come out and say, well, we had hoped to achieve this in months. It's going to take millennium. It's going to take a millennium now. It will take.
I gave you a chance to apologize.
It will take 2,000 years.
He's not mature enough to do it.
No.
Even with a daughter now,
dude,
he can't
that, you are
going to
get perspective if she's weight challenged.
It's fine. That is no problem.
You're going to get real perspective. This bullying thing, I'm serious now.
It's going to be. I'm telling you right now, it's my life's mission to get Lizzo on the show. I got to do it. I have to.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna bring her right, and she probably won't. She'll say, "What? Who's on that show?"
Mm-hmm.
I'll say. John Martin.
I heard about him, what he does says about me.
Yeah, all I do
I'll have to explain it, and then she probably won't come on.
Honestly, y'all.
But I would love to see
y'all
your
face. Y'all are trying to cancel
me. If she walked
y'all
up in here into this music.
Oh, this ain't Bob Baffert, bro.
Y'all
we're
trying
talking
to
about
cancel
your weight jokes.
Or something.
Somebody trying to cancel you. You're the one brought it in here.
Well, it was just a joke, man. I mean, that's what Donald Glover said. Like, you can't even joke in this day and age anymore. No wonder nobody tries anything.
It's just that
nobody wants to create because everything is so offensive and everybody gets so insulted. You know, all I said, my advice to Arkansas and Jim Strickland was, look, if Lizzo comes to town, you don't want to take that chance. You just don't want to take that chance.
This fool said put her on the old bridge.
She going to be all right on the old bridge. On that one. Going to be all right.
That's awful.
That's all. Oh, my God.
Next story.
Give me one of them John Do-Betters, please.
I should be persecuted.
And you should. You're the one that brought it to the table.
John,
and it's
John,
heard that you constantly arrest.
Next
I hear you
story.
Talking about Wilson Phillips.
Who?
Weren't they? Wasn't that a big group at one point?
I think China had
she
had
lost
a
some
weight.
Then she lost. No. She lost some
Maybe
weight.
Maybe her sister, actually.
Yeah.
I forget.
Just hear you
again,
hitting on Lizzo every damn time, and I think that's why it's gotten under our skin, John.
Well, whoever the hell Wilson Phillips is, keep her away from the bridge, too. All right?
Next story.
You saw that
Thank
crack.
You. Women and weight issues. This is
Next
not a good
story.
Topic for us. Thank you, Brad. Are you ready? I was hurt. I was the embryo.
You know what? The way that the Lord works sometimes,
it's your turn.
Is it comes full circle. And so all of these things that you say about Lizzo.
Don't wish that on him.
Wow, that's very, poor.
Even with this
That's very
poor. Don't wish that on him.
I'm not wishing it on you. I'm just saying the
world
is circular.
Out. I don't think he's with I say
not
I said,
wishing
don't,
for challenges
don't
for you,
wish
John.
It on him.
In fact,
he's
you give yourself enough challenges. All I'm saying is just, you know, be careful now.
Well, I will do this. I will make a vow that I will never tell a joke on the show ever again.
Oh, no. Jokes
no,
are
don't
good.
Be hyperbole, man.
But can we find another? Can we find another to harass? Just one time. Let
know.
Us hear another fat joke. But just one other person. I'll go twice in a row. I got another story.
Next story.
How about Katrina Merriweather?
I'm going to think about another person that we need to avoid putting on the bridge.
Are you familiar with that name? Katrina Merriweather? Does it mean
anything
to you?
That's a new coach at Memphis, right?
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I like her.
She'll be assisting.
She announced her staff and everything.
She'll be assisting with, that's all out. And she'll be assisting with the 2021 USA Basketball Women's Under-19 World Cup team this weekend in Denver. I like having my Memphis women's basketball coach involved with USA Basketball. Now, she's not officially an assistant, but she's going to be out there in terms of helping with the practices, all that kind of stuff. Bunch of head coaches out there. Some of the best coaches in the business. Out there along with her. Anytime you're selected for something like that, a good thing. You want your name associated with like that because, again, it's about what? Getting some pride
That's
back
right.
in that program.
That's right.
Some getting the recruiting back up to a level that you like. And so I like Katrina Merriweather being involved with this, the new basketball coach.
She really is.
She's the real deal is what it feels like.
Some relevance to that program.
100%.
She's gotten some players in here from Wright State, which is where, of course, she's from. They beat Arkansas in the NCAA tournament. That's kind of what catapulted her to the spot. I mean, we had her on the show. I mean, she's just impressive. You know, she has a vision. She's, you know, I don't know that Melissa didn't have a vision. I can't say that one way or the other.
She wasn't getting invited out to help at USA Under-19 practices either.
But it almost seemed like Melissa was just sort of like okay with whatever it was at Memphis, right? Like,
it was always, we're about to turn the corner. And it was that way for 11 years.
Without
turning the corner.
Yes.
Like you said, it's like being in Osceola with just one road that just kind of goes straight. and you never turned the corner and improved. She's participating with USA Basketball for the first time. She and Indiana head coach Terry Morin will assist the USA Under-19 coaching staff of Corey Close, who's a UCLA, Aaron Johnston, South Dakota State, and Joni Taylor from Georgia with on-the-court drills
company.
And scrimmages. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's out there with the best, has the best talent, obviously, there. I just like her having those relationships. Again, here's the thing. You get out there, right, you're working with the best in the country in terms of women's players, up-and-coming women players, under-19 players, right? Some of those players, they got little sisters, okay, coming along too. And having those relationships, right, being in those circles helps you get high-level players. So I like having my coach at the, right now, assisting at the highest level.
No doubt.
When it comes to prospects, that kind of thing. And again, relationships matter in this business. Go out there and make some more.
Yeah.
I love it, and I love that she's involved, and I think it speaks greatly to the person that Memphis hired to coach its women's basketball program.
I can't get over this crack, man. Like, I cannot get over it. I'm not going to make another joke, but seriously, like, two more days, like, and you could have been in the river. I mean, like, there's, like, literal separation from the beam. It's damn near cut in half. This is no disrespect, but this is not like
– you're capable of that.
T-Dot or whoever the hell, they got on this early. No. They got on this, like, right before the event. Like, they got to it right.
Praise the Lord it did happen before
Very
somebody
true.
Died.
No
Praise
question.
The freaking Lord.
Yes, but this was not like, oh, we found it early. You know, we're going to address this. Nah, bro.
Yeah.
You found it at the absolute last moment. And no wonder it's going to take months. You got to redo the whole bridge.
I'm just glad. I'm like, bro, I'm glad they found it.
Praise the Lord.
Before old Smooth was crossing
that thing.
We don't
need that here. We don't need that kind of catastrophe.
It's been a tough year enough, man.
Can you imagine if something like that were to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it really would. Logistically, it would mess up a ton of supply chains, you know. I mean, jobs.
You can't even imagine everything it'd be holding up.
Awful.
With the river traffic as well.
You know, I mean, that would be – there was, like, no – would you – I don't mean to, like, be, you know, macabre or whatever.
No.
But if you were on the bridge and it came apart. Mm-hmm. Are you guaranteed to die?
No, you're not guaranteed to die because you could have either you're not in the main shift. Like the one that comes to mind to me isn't Minneapolis. The one that comes to mind is that World Series earthquake. And earthquakes also, I think, would play into this because we're on the damn New Madrid fault. So, like, you know, you remember that San Francisco series against the Dodgers and you're watching national TV in 1988. That son of a gun unleashes, and that Bay Bridge, you might remember, there are cars on part of it that made it. Some of them did not, and part of it buckled. Some of them went into the, you know, the Pacific or whatever that is, that bay. I mean, the bay. I mean, that could happen.
So
you could fall in the river.
So, okay, so like, so you would fall.
Or forward, or buckle, or break, or whatever, or wreck.
If you're a car, and you're in the part of the bridge that collapses, and you fall to the river. Are you guaranteed to die?
If your airbags deploy and you're buckled, who knows? It'd be like Tiger Woods falling down that cliff. You just don't know. And you're in water. The water's where it gets you.
Right. Like what?
It's not like Tiger, is it? No, it's not like Tiger.
Because the water is the issue.
Well, you're falling.
The fall is much greater.
60 feet.
How far did Tiger fall?
He just kind of went straight, you know, off the road.
So it wasn't off a cliff.
Yeah.
No, all right. Well, then
he went straight. Yeah.
I thought he went down.
It was like a
just
ditch,
straight
right?
off the road.
Yeah, like
all right. So a little bit of difference there.
Okay.
A little bit of difference.
Yeah.
Well,
some
of them
Genesis.
Would stay up, right? Because if it shifted multi-level, some of them might stay up.
All right, so the Hernando de Soto Bridge.
I think you're going to die, John.
I think you're dead if you go down in the river, for
your
sure.
Your question is, unfortunately, you're going to pass away.
Yeah.
It looks like 109 feet.
Even if you got out of the car, bro, you can't.
Yeah.
You're not. You don't understand? Unless you're getting
saved. It's a 109-foot fall.
Right. Oh, that is toast.
What I'm saying is you're not swimming in the Mississippi without getting pulled under by the under. You're not.
The
that's not happening.
The undertow is going to get you.
That water, man.
So even if you got out of the car, the chances of you, I think, until getting.
Can you break a window?
Swim until
under,
somebody can save you? Well, I would say low.
Like, yeah, because you'd have to break your
old
window.
Old Man River not playing once if you're in the middle of that thing by yourself.
Yeah,
it'd suck you down.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Pretty scary.
It is. I mean, honestly.
You're not helping me.
This is how John thinks. It's a window. It's actually a window into John's brain, what's happening right now. If you're listening to this right now,
you know?
This is how John lives his life. It starts from jokes to how do I die when this happens?
What would happen?
I like to learn. You know, I like to, like, what the process would be. Like,
fascinating.
It sounds like a pretty horrible way to go.
Well, what does old Neil deGrasse Tyson say about this one? If you're falling in an elevator shaft in the elevator, right, and it's a free fall, best to jump at the end. You'll be in the air when that thing crashes. You might come down and survive.
Well, wouldn't the thing collapse? wouldn't the thing, you know, collapse on itself?
Don't you give you a better chance if you jump a little bit? So and maybe it comes down and hits your head, but
so you're
not,
your legs
don't break. You're
gonna have
on the
presence of mind. All right, time to jump.
Well, much like you just thought with the bridge, that's the one for me. Has always been if you jump at the end, right? Jump up in the air. Sure, maybe that top's gonna come down. You're right. There's gonna be some collapsing on
because of gravity,
but,
right?
But you like your chances better for coming from the top than your legs getting right. That floor coming up into your legs, they're gonna break.
Right.
A lot of variables.
It's amazing the risk that we incur every single day and don't even think about, right? Like you get on a bridge, you don't think about that. I remember you do think about it falling, but like it never does. And then think about the elevator.
That elevator could go.
It could, but it doesn't.
Next story.
Brad's done with it.
Yeah. So anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come around the show. Matt Moore is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, the NBA, and more at 1:25. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. W9. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight Laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code EASY for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code EASY for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EASY.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Oh. But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. New May Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants That means on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
It's a tailgate party on game day. It's a welcome to the neighborhood. It's another anniversary of the start of something good.
It's sharing Bluebell ice cream as the evening sun goes down. The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
T-Mobile is bringing 5G from big cities to small towns across America. We've been investing billions to light up our award-winning 5G network in more places than ever. And to celebrate, we're upgrading everyone to 5G. Introducing the free 5G upgrade. It's time to upgrade your phone and your plan. Bring any working cell phone to T-Mobile and trade it in for a free 5G Samsung Galaxy. Plus, when you switch, you'll get unlimited 5G for the same price as Verizon and AT&T's limited plans. Now that's an upgrade. And just one of the reasons why T-Mobile is America's leader in 5G. Experience it today with the free 5G upgrade. Visit a neighborhood store or T-Mobile.com to learn more.
Phone via 24 credits plus tax. If you cancel credit, stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us. Qualifying credit required. Plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams at 480p. See T-Mobile.com.
City of Angels.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I walk through the hills cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me.
One thing I know that we will agree on, Jason, is that from Lizzo to Mac Jones, from me to you, everybody will and can enjoy lunch from Topps Barbecue. It's the best. It's been around since 1952. And how do you make it that long? How do you outlast a pandemic? Not every restaurant has, unfortunately. The way that they have is by being the absolute best. They do not settle for less when it comes to quality. Grew up on Topps Barbecue, lived right down the road. Glad that I did. The burgers, the barbecue, everything is great at Topps Barbecue. Dining rooms are open. Get yourself over to Topps for lunch.
16 locations here. The sauce, the slaw, everything. Hasn't been changed since 1952 because they do it all so well. And those bean chefs, they take it personally, right? Those beans got to be right before they deliver them to you. That's how much pride they take in quality. Quality. That's what we're talking about with Topps. Remember those burgers, not just that frozen patty stuff. They're coming from Charlie's Meat Market. They're delivered fresh 5-6 times a week, okay? You want to go to your burger place that's got all that frozen stuff? Uh-uh. Come where it's good. Come where it's all smoked. The best barbecue in town is Topps Barbecue. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
Interesting news I saw yesterday in the world of Major League Baseball. Not much gets me excited about Major League Baseball, as you know, Jason, but I did see that the Oakland A's are sort of in this stalemate, with their government over, in Oakland with the stadium, right? Mm-hmm. It's the reason why the Raiders left, right? They were playing on the damn baseball field, and they left Oakland to go to Vegas, and they got a brand new stadium, and it looks amazing, and I can't wait to be in it.
Poor Oakland.
I mean, that's who has gotten hit harder by pro sports than Oakland, California? Mm. I mean, the Raiders moved like 3 times. The Warriors moved.
I guess you put St. Louis in there, maybe, just with the dealings with the Rams, but it hasn't been as bad as Oakland's.
Yeah.
But they're
the
one that's had it taken away
team
from them.
Yeah. You know, the Oakland's lost 2 teams. One of those teams they've lost 3 or 4 different times, and they're about to lose their baseball team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, are there Are the Oakland A's are there a lot of fans for the A's?
No, not a lot of people are going to those games because they play in a dump.
Right, and that's the thing is like, you know, that's the thing about the Forum that you have to appreciate is that like they make upgrades to the Forum, they continually make improvements to the Forum. Mm-hmm. It holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, it just does in terms of when it was constructed and you go around the league. I mean, it holds up pretty well.
Well, and they're also competing against the Giants in the Bay Area, too, and the Giants are kicking ass.
Right. And it's a different dynamic. There's no question. But my man Eric Hasseltine tweets me, and he would know. He's an expert on the subject.
Yeah, he knows it well.
He says the stadium is just brutal. It's a dump.
It's a dump.
And so I feel for – I don't know how many Oakland A's fans there are. I feel really for the city of Oakland more than anything else because we know what it would mean to Memphis if they lost the Grizzlies. From an economic standpoint, from a prestige standpoint, you no longer are a pro town. And Oakland is hanging on for dear life to being a pro town. But, look, it feels like it is inevitable that they are going to leave Oakland, which would leave them with zero pro teams, which is quite sad, quite sad.
Remember how controversial it was just the thought of building FedEx Forum for so many here when you had the pyramid, but you weren't going to get it unless you built the new arena. And unfortunately, that's just the case. You're right, John, about FedEx Forum, how great it is, and you've got the updates, but eventually you can't.
Now, that day's
eventually
come.
You have to stop updating and go with the new one, otherwise that's what you face, especially.
Now, this thing has been around since 19. It's been around as long as Tops. It's 1952.
It's an outlier that has been, you know.
That's why the Liberty Bowl needs to be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Tigers can't move.
But my point is stadiums and your willingness to do one runs the roost. That's what it does in professional
sports. Exactly right.
If you don't do it, you're going to get left
behind. Well, nobody wanted to do the Forum in Memphis.
Literally what I just said.
Yeah, I mean, like, and that's the issue. Like, if you have a threat of a team that is leaving, you know, that will up the – or it could. It didn't for Oakland. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't get it done.
It is expensive.
But like,
and it is –
Didn't your boy Mark Davis try to hold them hostage?
Well, he did.